Just a few concluding remarks. I know we're about 10 minutes over time. I apologize for that, but that was a really important discussion because I think it was a good reminder, and I said this earlier, our mandate, our reason for existence is to support the trustees and the board. We've provided a lot of support to the trustees, I think, on the sustainability issue, but that, and that's dominated our discussion earlier this year, late last year. So it was really good, I think, for us to recall that, you know, there's quite a work, there's an enormous amount of work being done by the board, and that it's important that we provide our feedback. So over the course of the next couple of months, we will certainly keep you updated as to the activities of the trustees and the board. Now, I recognize that our next meeting officially isn't until, I think it's November 13th, November 14th. As quickly as things are evolving, I am highly confident that we will have some kind of a targeted, focus meeting, maybe similar to the one we had today, the one that we had about a month ago. You know, the trustees have noted quite publicly their intention to make a final decision about a sustainability standards board before the November, or is it October 2021 COP26 meeting conference. Erica mentioned today that September will be an important milestone for the trustees. So stay tuned. I'm highly confident we will convene another meeting among the advisory council to provide some kind of feedback. It'll be sometime between June and October. More immediate next steps I've mentioned, we'll prepare a summarizing report of this meeting. We'll circulate that in a week or a bit more. One last thing I'd like to cover, and this is, it's for me, it's some sad news, but tempered by some good news. And the bad news is Anna Simpson, of the staff, who has supported me since I started in this role and has worked with many of you. Anna will be retasked with other responsibilities. She's got a huge list of responsibilities already working for the IFRS Foundation and the board. So that's the bad news. The good news is, of course, that she's staying with the foundation, the board. We're not losing her. This is a topic which I have a lot of experience. When you've got a talent pool that is extremely deep at the staff level, it's extremely deep, but there are limits. And as we've discussed today, there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on with sustainability. There's a lot going on, as we've discussed today, at the board. So that's the sad news. But as I also said, it's tempered with good news. And the good news is that besides staying with the organization, the other good news that is that Jenny Kale, whom many of you have previously interacted, Jenny will be assuming Anna's role. So that's very good news for me. Jenny and I have worked together. And so that's this is the way the process works for any standard setting body. And I hate to lose Anna, but I'm delighted that Jenny is going to be playing a bigger role with the advisory council. And let me thank you sincerely, personally from me, but on behalf of the advisory council for all your expert support. And Jenny, you're very warmly welcome to the advisory council. At that, my friends, I apologize. We are about a quarter of an hour past our expected end time. Thank you again for your commitment, your time, and most of all, your feedback. And I look forward to seeing you in a couple of months. Certainly not November. I'll see you, I am sure, sometime before November. All right. I wish you a good evening, a good rest of the day.
Thank you, Bill.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Thanks, Bill.
Bye.
Thank you, Bill.